my son. And remember, never Bud said he would die. I suddenly found myself in kind of, how do you even know how to describe it? It seemed as if I was in a bubble, which no longer seemed at first to be the same, and yet in appearance it's the same, I believe, but I just couldn't understand it. I didn't realize that I'd die. Everything seemed, in a sense, quite natural, and yet the body I was using seemed to be foreign to me. It was much like people having weight, which worried me quite a bit. When you're used to a body that had weight, substance, to find yourself in a body that seemed to have no weight, and in a sense, no substance anywhere, it seemed to be very strange. There was a terrible lightness about myself, which worried and puzzled me very much at first. In fact, I think it bothered me too much. I realized that I really shouldn't have, perhaps because I was too sensitive, perhaps I didn't have this awful feeling of terrific lightness. And yet, if I touch myself, I saw it, and yet if I pinch myself, I can feel it. Why are we telling me? In fact, one of the first things I think I remember rightly was when I became conscious of the fact that I was no longer your side, and yet I had a body which in certain respects was identical in appearance, that is, to the old body, and I thought, well, am I not? Lying with the same sense as I knew myself to be alive and on earth. I pinch myself and I start to find that I didn't feel anything. And why are we telling me? I thought, well, this body of mine, this peculiar thing, which is a body and to all outward appearances, doesn't seem to respond in quite the same way. Well, I thought to myself, why should it? It obviously isn't the same old body, it's a different body, it must be a comparison. Different substances, and yet I was still, this is my on the earth, it is conscious of the earth. And then, of course, I had one or two shocks, and I realized people didn't see me. And I thought, well, if I can't feel myself when I pinch myself, why should a person see me who's obviously still on earth in the old body? And I began to realize there's a vast difference between the bodies and consequence. And I thought, well, it must be that I'm on some vibrational rate or something which is not common to the earth, and therefore people can't see me. What annoyed and irritated me so terribly was that I can see other people, and they couldn't see me, who seemed so strange. And I remember sitting beside a river and looking at myself and not seeing myself, and wildly careful. I refer to the last river, that is a river that I've been very fond of in my youth. I remember sitting looking at this river, and I had seen a reflection, and I thought, well, that seems as extraordinary. I haven't part in it, it has no reflection. I found out an awful mess, went there, I couldn't adjust myself at all. Here was I getting back to various people like me and trying to tell them that I was alive and well, not to worry about me. And they just didn't realize I was there. And when I realized that I couldn't be seen even in the water, in the river, I realized then that the reason they couldn't see me was because if my body didn't have reflection, then it couldn't be solid to them, it couldn't be on the same vibration, it couldn't be the same sort of matter. It obviously was different. And I had to adjust myself. In fact, my hand body that was to all outward appearances the same, and yet obviously was not a real body from the point of view of earth. Therefore, I said, what is I speak on the term spiritual body? You know, after a while, I'm not particularly spiritual. I was so puzzled, so bewildered. It was I clinging to the earth as it were, in my thoughts and my memories of things past, and trying to catch up with things too. In fact, I was trying to do so many different things at the same time and doing nothing well. That was irritating, most puzzling. I remember my sitting beside this world, getting more and more puzzled and not a little frightened, as a matter of fact, wondering what the next steps going to be. But all of a sudden, I was conscious of someone standing beside me. And I looked, yet I could see no one, yet I knew there was someone there. I thought, well, this is ridiculous. And identified distinctly as I do. I realize now that I heard the voice say, come with me. I don't know how to describe this. I can't see the living but a gagged in the heart. Three times the voice said, come with me. Close your eyes. Just close my eyes and looks like you. It was that I was in an entirely different place. What appeared to be a vast building. Not unlike, I suppose, an appearance to a concert hall. Inasmuch as there were seats, many, many seats, and many, many people gathered there. And I was sitting in this place and I could hear beautiful music and something wonderful sound. I can't even depict it or describe it really well. And it seemed to, I don't know, vibrate in such a way that it seemed to carry me beyond time and space. It seemed to have a message which I interpreted as being one of peace and gratitude and rest, not to be unduly worried or concerned. In other words, I seem to get from this place, this music, wonderful feeling of being at peace, and the consequence I felt very different and much more calm. Gradually I began to perceive in the far distance what appeared to be an enormous panorama of changing light. I think I can describe it in all kinds of colors, but they were constants, were changing from the painless shades into deep hues, and gradually the whole building seemed to be suffused with this. And I was wondering how this was achieved, because it wasn't as if I was seeing something thrown onto a cinematograph screen or something. It was that the whole of the building gradually seemed to be illumined and changed from this color. And a world that seemed one about me, I didn't seem somehow, although I felt one with them, I didn't seem as if I could speak. In fact, I was so disturbed, had been so disturbed in my mind previously about my body as to what function it had, and if it was really like the earth body, which it seemed in a sense, but I wasn't sure about it. I didn't really know how to go about things, I suppose, then, but I wanted to speak to someone, and yet I was afraid almost to try to enunciate words. Anyway, I became very conscious of someone near me saying, you can do it, don't worry, you can do it, don't worry. And I heard myself saying, what is this place? What is this place? And I heard a return voice say, this is a place where you can be brought into new being. Hear the vibrations made possible for you a new way of life. This is a cleansing station. I don't understand what I mean by cleansing station. It sounds a most horrible term. This seems far from anything that one can imagine. A cleansing station, if one can imagine what a cleansing station should be like, this seemed to me like some vast auditorium, like an Albert Hall, for instance, and much vaster, much more beautiful, of course, where there was glorious sound. Music going on, and illumination, and people. Then I suddenly realized that there was a change coming over me. I'd been almost conscious of it from the beginning, and the people around about me, I could feel that they too were changing in some subtle way, and yet I couldn't explain it. Even now I don't really know how to explain it. It suddenly seemed as if my whole body was becoming suffused with some charged power, some vitality. And everything seemed to become very much more solidified. I think about to put it rather sounds silly, but it did seem so to me that everything around and about me, which of course had been to all outward appearances very real. That is, I could see people, I could see things, I could see the vastness of the building and the beauty of it and the colour and everything. But somehow, previously it had all seemed so unreal, too wonderful to be true. I could understand it and yet I appreciated it and had a wonderful peaceful effect upon me. The Americans seem to become much more real, much more intense. People seem to, where they had been sitting very calm and very still, they seem now to be become a little animated. In other words, they began to move a little, and one became conscious of something happening within oneself and within the people around one. And after a very short time, so it seemed to me, one or two people began to move, get up, to walk about, and to begin to what appeared to be speak, at least their mouths opened and closed, without putting him on position in front of them. And yet I was conscious of the fact that they were trying to convey their thoughts in an audible manner. And it seemed to me that these various peoples were beginning to become alive. I don't want to suggest in the beginning that there were dead people, they weren't exactly that at all. But I realize now that we were all completely unused to these bodies, obviously, we had recently passed. And we were both this present, and we were beginning, as it were, to be shown how to experience in life. We were being prepared, we were being as well initiated. And don't know out of this when place seems to become more vital, more alive, it is from the point of view of people moving and walking by themselves. I saw all of us, but others must have seen too, what appeared to be figures, people who had not previously been there, by the way, or at least had not been apparent. They seemed to become visible from all different places, the sound world. Male, some were female, and some of the women went over to other women sitting in the auditorium, some of the men went to some of the men. Most of these people seemed to be very beautiful. I don't remember seeing one that hadn't got a very beautiful expression on his face. They were not necessarily always strictly handsome, that is, from the point of view of features and so on, but their faces seemed to be illuminated. And had good animation, great charm, great dignity too. And I realized, of course, much later afterwards, that these were the people whose job it was to conduct these sort of initiation services, if you like to put it like that, to help people who, when they came over, had need for this gradual rehabilitation to new life, and to possibly. It seems to me now, had no particular relation or friend over that income. Although often I understand there were many relations of friends who gathered there, waited for this sort of service to finish, and then they made themselves known. But it seems to me that the shock of sudden death means that many people need gradually revitalizing. The spiritual sense, they need to, as it were, to be cleansed, I suppose is a way to put it, of their own ideas and thoughts. They need to readjust their thinking. And this is a method that is used in certain cases for certain peoples. It isn't used for everyone, even. I found that out afterwards. But anyway, it was an extraordinary experience, and one which I shall never forget, because it was a very beautiful, very wonderful experience, and it certainly